Okay, so this is from December 26, 2016.
Yeah, we're looking at questions that we gathered on the rewrites, and back in rewrite number 5, we had some questions.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so Revelation 14, verses 14 and 16, it says, "And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped." A question is the cloud, this chapter 14, Revelation, is it referring to the ion cloud, which is different from
yes,
the...
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Right. Now, I think you said that
it's
the Jews...
It's where the Lamb stood on Mount Zion.
And the Lamb would refer to...
The perfect Lamb, you know.
Like the one that would be, you'd use as a sample of perfect blood. It's not a symbol of a
that
human.
Is a symbol. That's a smear. That's a smear. It's like a jelly quana on a bagel, on an everything bagel. It's like a jelly a smear. The blood smear. You gotta have the smear. Well, you gotta have the smear, otherwise you wouldn't know. Now Mount Zion is pretty incredible because if it brings up the level of the 144,000 having the Father's
really
name.
Good?
Yeah, it's in their forehead.
Okay.
In the palm
in
of your hand. In their forehead.
What is? Blood?
No. The 144,000. The Father's name. The chosen one written.
Yeah, but the 144,000 is a double helix strands.
They are. So it's the lamb blood. The lamb blood is what proves that.
Do you put the lamb's blood, rub it on your forehead? You say it's in your forehead. So, we don't know why you're bringing it.
On the forehead.
Yeah.
Well, we're telling you. And you heard a voice from heaven. It's a voice of many waters and a great thunder and a voice of the harpers singing with their harp. Pretty cool. This is that edging of coming into place where...
See, you haven't clarified...
Yeah, the forehead. What's the symbol of the forehead in
the
what
third
you're
eye
saying?
Chakra. The chakra,
third
the
eye.
Third eye chakra.
That's not a symbol. That's what it is.
Yes, it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, not a symbol.
So that's what it is. That's what it says in Revelation 14.
So the 144,000 means that when we have 144,000, we will express our third eye chakra. Is that correct?
That's correct. If you have the shmear to prove that you have the lamb's blood, the one from Mount Zion. Now, these words that, hold on, Bob, just a second. Karen, you may have to interpret this for Bob because this may be a little bit over the top, but maybe not. Maybe it's simple. All those words that you've had to go through so far, Bob, give you some construct to have a conversation where we're saying little words right now, but you don't get always, but you get some, but you're thousands of light years better, faster, smarter, better now than you are or were when you started. See? To expand on a lampstand, to talk about that lamb's blood, to talk about the altar, the iron throne, to talk about the cloud, glory it's moving, about the angels coming, moving in and out within the construct of this all now, the day before yesterday kind of business. And then when the smoke monster comes, he had to show you TV show after TV show, so you can have a construct of saying, well, oh, you mean like when blah. And then you mean like when Fukushima flew. Oh, yeah, you mean like when we had to increase the radiation on the earth. Oh, you mean like when the caldera blows. These constructs have been thoroughly developed. Now they're starting to simply start to occur, which makes you, of course, way up the food chain, which we almost don't want you so far up the food chain. That's okay. You got to buffer it back. You know, Callan says, take the parts that will kill you and back it off just a little bit. Then we keep going from there.
So going up the food chain could kill us. Could kill Bob.
Well, no, we don't want you too exposed. We don't want you too smart, Bob. You're great smart enough. Not too smart. Because too smart is scary because too smart puts you exposed. You can't be right too often. That's why you don't have hundreds of thousands of millions of people listening. We have a lot of people listening, but there's not so many that you can't function. You see?
And that includes Carolyn when you say we shouldn't appear too right. Bob and Carolyn should not. Or do you just mean...
Well, it's different levels. We were referring to you. We wanted Carolyn to help. So it'd be part of a clichéable position to include her in the thing that she may or may not get to explain to you. So it would be a little different level, we think. But once the third angel pours the vial on the rivers, the fountains of water, when they become blood, everything will get real clear then, and the sorting will have taken place.
Is the rivers different from the Sea of Glass?
Yes.
Okay.
The rivers flow into the Sea of Glass.
Okay.
But they're saying there will be trouble in the rivers.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Bum, bum. And then you heard the angel of the waters say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and wait, and shalt be, because thou hast judged the."
Which revelation is that?
14. We're still at 14?
No, we slipped into 16 now. Time flies when you're having fun.
Of course you did.
Of course you did. That would be 16:5.
It's burning in the world. Is this why we moved to Maui, to make it a little easier for our safety?
Well, yeah, they can still get you, but they gotta, now they have to be committed to getting you, so a little bit better. Because the men that were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, they had repented not to give him the glory. See, they didn't bow down to Bob, so they have to burn.
What's that got to do with us coming to Maui?
They gnawed their tongues. The burning men could fall on you and get you on fire. But now, to be honest or fair, now, if they're on fire, they're pretty clean, Bob. There's not a lot of germs live in fire. So if they really burn up good, they're probably not germy. And typically, that's your criterion for having engaged in positions with them, is it not?
Right. Okay.
So good. That's good to know.
Which quote? The cloud?
Because this is all sidebar. This is not really exactly what the quote is.
You don't think the sixth angel is going to pour the vial out on the great river Euphrates, and the water was going to dry up, and the way the kings of the east might be prepared, that the world is going to be without water? Okay, we said that.
Here's the quote. He that sat on the cloud, thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Is the cloud revelation, the revelation referring to the ion cloud, which you said the other day is Bob's cloud, right?
It is.
Is it different from Bill Gates' cloud?
Yes, Bill Gates doesn't have a cloud. His is pornography version. His just where it started, where people could get it. We had to introduce it to show them that this is the mystery landscape. They didn't even know what it was.
What do you mean I'm sending my pictures to the cloud? I don't even know what that is. I'm not going to give them pictures of me and put it in the cloud. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
But then all of a sudden they put them in and they can get them anytime they want to, and they burned up their little machine. The Android part was no good.
The Android part, technically, the company that sells Android? You mean that?
Well, no, we're talking about the Android part. That is the Android part, which is the physical... mechanics part.
Okay. Can we go back to the quote, Carol?
Yes, please. We like that.
Bob, I have to take notes. You're jumping back. Here is the...
No, I'm now going to the interpretation that was there. So you said, yes, so I'm referring to the Bob cloud. It's where the Lamb stood on Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion referring to, the word?
The special place.
Okay, you don't know what to say about this. There's no word on that. We don't know what Mount Zion is.
Well, we ain't telling you just yet, because you go mess it up. But we don't want that exposed out there and get accidentally played, and the hacker's going to hack, and the fucker's going to fuck, and we don't want them in your business. So that's how that rolls. That's how we roll, Bob.
Now, Sam referred to natural lamb's blood.
Which the perfect lamb that was slain, that was dedicated, that was donated, that where the blood was preserved, so that you can prove. What is Hebrew culture? You don't even know what that is.
Okay, you started to describe the lamb. Are you describing the eicel, the perfect blood?
Basically.
Okay, so no one would know what that meant. No one's ever made the eye cell like we're making it, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. And
people had known there was perfect blood in the ascended, and they knew the lamb's blood was similar, but they didn't know how to get to it, how to acquire it.
Example after example after example.
Oh, you're contradicting what I'm saying. There were examples of perfect blood, people who had perfect blood. They knew what it was. They knew what it was. They could see it.
No, we're creating the new examples. No, we're creating.
You go with what Karen said or with what I said, Ion? Don't fail us now. We're coming to the question here.
Now let's try it again.
This perfect blood. Did the Hebrews know? Did the Levites know the perfect blood? Did they preserve samples of it from ascended people?
Yes, they had the bones of Joseph in the ark when they left Egypt. They sure do. That's why the bones are so important.
The bones look different than a little man.
They didn't know. No, they didn't know that. They just knew what they had to do. They knew that that was the reference. That rep, everywhere the power was, they separated themselves from. Before they cut their throats, they made sure the house was really clean. So when they came to drag out the body, the house would be clean, Bob. They knew they were going to separate from their power. See, that's why we keep saying, if we could show you a perfect one, you could make them all day long. It's like a 4-minute mile. You can't, nobody could do it till you did it, and then everybody could do it. Same thing with ascension. Once they start this process, then everybody's going to shut up talking about it, and they're going to start doing it. A little less talk and a lot more action, and all of a sudden we'll have a different conversation. And then very quietly and easily, you'll come to take over the world. But some would say you may already have. But now we're negotiating. You're talking about first fruits, Bob. First fruits unto God and to the Lamb. First fruits.
Okay, the shoe bread that the Levites protected and kept from David, that had the eye cell in it?
Yes, it does.
Did the Jews know how to make that shoe bread?
They just did it, and it did. They just did it, and it did. The bread knew how to make itself. Just like, okay, let's say it this way. When Moses erroneously smote the rock with his staff and made living water come out of it, he was impetuous and wrong for doing that, okay? But he did it anyway because of the situation ethic. Okay, that also had the eye cell in it, too. But that was the whole point. You can't have it both ways. You can't move heaven and earth and separate yourself and put your God in a box and then float the box into the damn thing that makes your power be your power in the first place. See, because when they sung the new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, no man could learn that song but 144,000, which were redeemed. Redeemed. There's your product name, Carolyn. Redeemed. They're redeemed. Redeemed.
No, redeem. Redean.
No, you wouldn't want to deem. You just deem. But you deem it a deem. You could redeem deem. Yeah, there you go. It's redeemable. But redeemed. That'd be good.
You mentioned in that last sentence, 144,000. What were you referring to? The double hidden strands or the 12 fronts?
Yeah. They're all the same representation. They're all the same archetype, Bob.
Okay. So,
and that represents the 12 divisions. The 12 divisions, and those 12 divisions are in 12,000 sets. And that's how the arms and rings are sorted.
This is the first time in human culture, in the span of culture of little humans, where the eye cell is made consciously. We know what we're doing, and we're learning.
Yeah, the best way. Now, it's been made before, but just by ropes. Remember, King David was so high and mighty, or less than, he couldn't even take the shoe bread that was made for him. He couldn't even take it. So that was real shoe bread and real eye cell and real ascending material right there.
Did some of the priests take it and they ascended?
Nope. They did not. When King David wouldn't take it, they were thought, uh-oh, we better get messed up because he'd chop it off with their head. No one. They offered it to the gods. And there weren't any gods, and apparently there weren't any gods to engage it. So it withered.
Wow.
We thought they had it a little bit or something. Mm. Right? The Coathanites, they didn't take it.
But see, the women.
Coathanites had it. The Coathanites had it. They took it all the time.
That's why they're still alive. That's why they're still in the physical. Correct?
That is correct.
So
Bobby says, Carolyn?
I wonder if the women who made it kind of inhaled it a bit, and that's why women are so superior.
But they are very superior. There's no content there. You're absolutely, there's no question. They are indeed exactly superior. But not necessarily because of that, but they are superior for sure.
Okay, so they didn't. They didn't.
In every way.
They didn't affect by it from inhaling it when they made it.
Right.
It wasn't an inhale. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, they did. They still died. They still transitioned, whether they inhaled it or not.
Okay. No, some of them stayed.
Well, here's my point, my question. The moment of us making it is the key moment that is represented in the Bible in the story of Adam and Eve or Adam and Lilith, and they're in the Garden of Eden, and before they're kicked out of the Garden of Eden, they are doing things, naming the plants and animals. Is part of the naming plants and animals successfully making the eye cell?
No.
All right, qualify this, Ian. Or they didn't need to make it because they were in the ascended state and didn't require the eye cell as catalyst. Right?
That's closer, but still a bit of a stretch. See, it's, you know, you're trying to decide what made the emperor naked. Well, he didn't have on any clothes. But that's not really your point. But that's why he was naked, because he didn't have on any clothes. So, however true, it's not the point.
The moment of the eating of the eye cell is a forever moment, always happening, and we're activating it and doing it. Where in the Bible is that condition of having the eye cell? And every other culture and alchemist is failing to.
Well, we just read it. You just read it, Bob. It's in your Revelation theory. You just read every bit of it.
Okay. So that refers to the making of it, Carol. So that's why.
And you seem surprised. That's what's just so hysterical.
So that's Revelation 14, 15, and 16?
Do.
That's about the making of it. And it's made by little man, and little man becomes ascended. So the ascended continent, or the Garden of Eden, is not referenced here. It's arriving and becoming to that position. That's the punchline of the book of Revelation, correct?
So your leading is confusing you.
The reading?
Your leading is confusing you. You're trying to ipso. You're trying to ipso facto yourself into knowing.
Throw yourself?
No, your ipso facto position is confusing your qualifying position. Your point's great. There's no worry there. You're doing good. Everything is fine.
Yeah, that's my point. The moment of making it is eternal, has no space-time, and we live in that moment of making it, the arriving at it. In all cultures, there are space-time limitations, and nobody got to it. And the moment of making it, which we are living, and we're all time and done it a million times, that is what all cultures are failing to equal, to be that experience that we've made. Right? You get that? We're an eternal moment. We're the eternal Adam and Eve that did it. How would you correct that?
We got a Facebook like.
Okay, so that's a lot about that quote.
It is a lot.
We learned something new again. We stumbled into something new. Which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Something
new going in your inbox.
All right, we're going to the next quote. Revelations 10, 4 to 6. We say, the quote is, that there should be time no longer. So then, Ian says, this is the canceling of time for the little man. We have been saying there is no time. Well, there isn't, but human creators, little man, can have time if he creates time for time. The thunders settle it. And now our question is, how do the thunders settle this issue of time and no time?
No time.
Well, the thunders are what sets, that's what makes the lion roar, and that's what uttered the voices. That's what uttered the thunder's voices. So the thunders lay out the decalogue. That's right. That's what it says.
Yeah, now, Karen, we learn later that the meaning of thunders is blessings. So this is the fourth ring of the angel diagram. So the blessings settle it.
But you don't see that. You don't see that then. See, you don't see that when it's happening because it's like you're being chided or chastened. You see, it's like you're being corrected in some way, which is really not the case. That those thunders, they're letting you know that there's lightning coming, but it gives you the thing. That's when, you know, when you take up the little book and you eat it up and it makes your belly bitter. But it'll be in your mouth as sweet as honey.
Now, the lightning, in Nostradamus, they refer to Ion as the lightning in the temple. So you're saying the thunders announced the coming of Ion. What were the thunders in sociological human experience in the 20th century?
Your whole world was turned upside down, Bob.
Right. The radio, movies, television, all that's happened in the place called
You destroyed the damn news, Bob. Every news element, every newspaper, every news show, every news you stopped. You've undone all of media ecology. Walter Winchell may come back from the grave.
Right, you're talking about the 21st century. This happened lately. These thunders settle it. It happened.
All this is day before yesterday.
Yeah. So that means that's just before the lightning counts. So the lightning is when we get the eye block.
It's why we said write them not.
Write them not.
Seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Bob, damn you, don't you one more time do this one more thing we done told you not to do that you're not supposed to do, that coffee don't fax worth a damn. Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. So, thank God you didn't do it, Bob, because it would have been smuggly, ugly had you exposed it all. But luckily you didn't. So now it can flow.
Okay, so
like a mighty rushing wind.
Right, so you're saying November 8th, 2016 is what a lot of the revelations was about. The thunders, the others, the trumpets and the thunders and the vile judgment. All that was gathered around the election of Trump. Correct? That's what it's all happened pretty recently.
Yeah.
Culmination.
Yeah.
That's interesting, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trump is the seventh trumpet. Were there six trumpets before Trump sequentially, or did they all happen pretty well the same week?
No, it was Quillian Chile. Quillian Chile is where it was, Bob.
So the Trump election is a symbolic culmination. Now, you're saying we're always becoming more and more. So the becoming happened before 2016. So there were events throughout the 20th century as part of the becoming, correct?
Yes.
And you could say take it all the way back to the Big Bang.
It'll be a Big Bang, all right.
Sometimes you talk about artificial intelligence, and then you drop the word artificial and just use intelligence. And you talk about humans having intelligence, and then we developed the Android meme, artificial intelligence. The flipping back and forth.
That's what Arnold was laying out in the pyramid, those three different quadrants, so that when the android can have initiated feelings that come from coding a response. For example, if Karen starts mistreating you any further, like she slaps you in the face every time you do something, a little while later you'll learn to not do whatever it is she slaps you in the face for you. She'll say, I'm going to slap you in the face, and you'll respond. See, because she's done it. So she slaps you in the face, and that's what happens. So it's a conditioned response. When you drop the slapping, and she can just look at you hard, like your mother, well, no, her mother, look at you hard to say, and then you won't do it. It controls it. That's the part that moves you into the senility of androidism. It's mechanical responses, and that's what you do already.
Is that good, moving into android levels?
It's okay with us.
Yeah, but I'm trying to become a god. Going the android direction doesn't sound right.
That's correct. But this is it. You got to show the difference. You got to show how the android. If we can show you how to make an android a human, you should be able to figure out how to make you a god.
Right. So.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Uh huh. The same problem that Quoker had in the Quoker quadrant.
And when you get somewhere, you don't need to do it by rote anymore.
Right. You can do it. You don't have to practice right. doing it. You'll be busy doing it.
So we were talking
That's
about how everybody commented.
You're doing it so much better. This is so much better.
Yeah,
you'll have
no,
to
I
look
agree.
At your progress. You'll have to look at your progress because you're really doing so much better.
I think so. So we look at the climactic moment of Trumpism in November 8th, 2016, but all the becoming, the Finning in the East, the Ten Thunders, was phases before that, which we've discussed before. To refer to the technologies of the last 150 years is the closest to talking about the thunders, or are the thunders referring to something completely different?
Yes and yes.
All right, it does refer to technology. So the thunders refer to affect, A-F-F-E-C-T, not effect.
That's correct, affect.
There you
Effectually
get it,
speaking. Good.
Yeah, affect is what the thunders in the Bible refers to, not effect. All right. Now, why did McLuhan miss the affect, A-F-F-E-C-T, in his discussion?
He was trying to obsolesce before it could be retrieved, so he could never get to there. He never got. He would have if he'd ever done something, but he'd never done anything yet. So.
He didn't know about retrieving God remembrance.
But he couldn't get that because of the fucking math. He was so busy trying to figure out the math that he never got to the deity
right.
part of the program.